For more information and the interviews you love, go to BillMartinezLive.com.
IQ, we want to be a blessing, okay? And we work hard to bring you the experts, people that know what they're talking about, that are short on opinion, long on facts and the truth. That's what Bill Martinez Live is all about. Joining us is the co-chair of Small Business for America's Future, the president and CEO of SC Small Business Chamber of Commerce, Frank Knapp Jr. joins us now. Frank, how are you?
Well, I am fine. Thank you very much for allowing me to be on your show.
No, great to have you here to talk about this. A survey of small business owners, 79% believe Congress should prioritize economic relief and election security over Supreme Court nominee, despite POTUS's announcement to hold off on federal relief. Of course, that since has been pulled back, and you've got Mnuchin and Nancy Pelosi back at it. And I would agree with the small business. Being a small business owner myself, this is something that should have been handled a long time ago. The fact that we're still continuing to deal with it is frustrating, clearly, for a majority of small business owners.
Absolutely. You know, the poll that the Small Business for America's Future released last week found that 15% said that they are going to be able to make it to the end of this month if they don't get some type of financial relief. 34% said they won't make it to the end of the year. So you can see that we seem to have priorities completely askew up in Washington. You know, getting the Supreme Court justice vacancy filled, taking up all of October, it's not going to save one of those businesses who say they can't make it to the end of the month, or one of those businesses that say they can't make it to the end of the year. Washington just does not understand the needs of small businesses.
Well, no question whatsoever. And I thought that when the president made the announcement, Frank, that he was pulling out of it, you know, to stop the negotiations, I thought it was a negotiation strategy. And you and I both have been in negotiations long enough that sometimes you have to step away from the table to try to get some movement. There wasn't any movement happening between Nancy Pelosi and Secretary Mnuchin. And when he did that, then within a couple of days, it seemed like, okay, Nancy Pelosi was realizing she needed to come back. I mean, before we get anything that goes to Congress, it seems that the process of at least the procedure that they've always agreed on, and Nancy Pelosi echoed this just yesterday, and that is that, you know, it's got to be pre-approved. It's got to have her approval on it, and that's what's going to come out of the meeting between her and Secretary Mnuchin, and then they can get together. Because right now, the only part of the Senate that is together is the Senate that is, adjudicating, you know, this confirmation.
Well, you're right. I mean, certainly Speaker Pelosi has to say that she approves of whatever is, you know, going down for a relief package. But then again, President Trump has to approve it also. And then Mitch McConnell has to approve it. So all three of them need to come together. But again, the priorities are all wrong right now, especially in the U.S. Senate. We did a poll, Small Business for America's Future, did a poll back in June, and 81% of the respondents said that the leaders in Washington just don't understand the needs of small businesses. This, what's going on right now, is just another example of that. Mm-hmm.
Well, it's not only small businesses, but everyday Americans, Frank, the truth be known. I mean, I've maintained that if the senators and the congressmen were not getting their paychecks and they were feeling the same pain that everyday Americans were feeling, I think we'd come to a conclusion pretty quick. But they're still getting paid. They're still getting their hair done. They're still getting their chocolate ice cream. And meanwhile, real people, real lives, real problems, and as the president warned, don't let the solution be worse than the disease. And this thing, sadly, has become political. I mean, we're at war with this virus right now. And unlike any other wars, when you would get Americans coming together for the survival of our country, this political mindset has gone overboard, and it's on steroids, and it's killing our people. I mean, look at the suicide rate. Look at divorce rate. Look at what's happening with jobs. I mean, I don't have to tell you, Frank. I mean, there's a lot of pain here in River City, and I agree with you. And as much as could count on any one of the voters out there, they need to let their representatives know. And of course, we've got an important date ahead of us, which is an election date. And maybe they'll be able to hear us now that this way and manner of running the government in which they've been doing this is unacceptable. It is not in the primary interest of the American people. And that's what needs to be stated in any which way we can do it. And I've been encouraging our listeners to make sure that they write that they're in contact with their elected officials. But there's too many of us out there that don't even know who our senators are, or who our representatives are. They don't even have the address. And we've made it so easy now. It's so easy to get addresses and emails that you can, you know, send a response to, because the fact of the matter is, as you know, Frank, these elected officials, they do take notice of these letters and these emails that come into their office.
They certainly do, and we always encourage people to contact their House members or their senators and the president to let them know what they need. But I'm glad you brought up the issue of the average American out there who is suffering. And again, in the polls that we have done with small businesses, majority of small business owners understand that there needs to be some help, financial help, for the unemployed, because those people who don't have any income coming in, they have to pay the rent, they got to buy food, and they got to shop on Main Street. It is continuing to keep that level of consumer demand going in this economy that keeps small businesses alive. So mm-hmm. I'm glad you mentioned that.
Well, it's consumer survival right now, Frank. It's not even demand. It's just like, hey, I just need to get some potatoes, and if I can get some vegetables and keep them on the table and keep my family fed and hold off, you know, my mortgage company from trying to foreclose on me. This is a tough battle, and everybody in America is touched by this. Either it's happening to us directly, or maybe we have a family member that's experiencing. I can tell you, my number one son, my oldest son, he's been out of a job since March. He's in the trade show business. Well, you got to know, they've been shut down. And so he's been out of work since March. So, yes, he's dependent right now on whether it's family support, but certainly, you know, the government to carry the bills, you know, and help him with a family of five people.
Well, yeah, and I'm sorry to hear about your son, but there are millions like him
exactly.
across this country who have lost their job, had no fault of their own, and they need that financial support to allow them to, as you said, pay their bills, and all of that helps with the undercurrent of the economy. And that's what's so frustrating about what the U.S. Senate is doing right now. They're focusing on something they could have done. They could do what they're doing now in November after the election and get the same result. Why they are putting off helping the small businesses and helping the citizens who are unemployed and not putting any money into finding helping with a vaccine being produced or funding rapid testing or contact tracing, all the things we need to do to get this virus under control, which will allow the economy to get back to somewhat a more of a normal economy, they're just not paying any attention to.
Well, I think the president has in motion, don't you think, Frank? I mean, with Operation Warp Speed, what's going on? I mean, the senators, what we need to keep the pressure on them is to help them realize that, look, we've got hurting people. And we need to keep the pressure on them to put the pressure on, you know, Nancy Pelosi and Schumer and whoever it is, you know, the leaders and even the president of the United States. That this is an immediate issue. I mean, for me, Frank, as a small businessman as well, you know, I think of all these small businesses that the way this, I mean, already we have small businesses, you know, small businessmen and women who had dreams and lost their businesses as a result of something that was no fault of their own. I mean, to me, that's a heartbreak for all that we put together. Maybe it's you know, a second mortgage, it's family loans, that sort of thing, to start up a business and realize the dream that we've had, and to have it put out because of something nefarious as this China virus. It is rather disgusting. But again, we have to, as a country, realize that this is really a war that we're in, and a war in a different type of format, but a war nonetheless. And we need to come together as Americans, not as Republicans and and Democrats. I mean, we've had enough of this partisan politics. We just need to realize that, you know, our neighbor next to us who is a small businessman is hurting, or the neighbor next door that is an employee that counted on that small businessman has been out of a job. I mean, this is real pain, real suffering. And we need to, you know, demonstrate, you know, a renewed fervor of empathy for all Americans, not just Republicans and not just Democrats.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. And if any of your listeners out there aren't really that concerned about success or survival of small businesses, let me just remind them that it was small businesses who did the massive hiring after the Great Recession, not big businesses.
Exactly.
And what we have seen now because of this pandemic, we're seeing in South Carolina, I think you mentioned I'm also the president and CEO of the South Carolina Small Business Chamber of Commerce. We just did a survey to see what is happening to new business applications across South Carolina. They were down 31% from May through August. March through July of 2019 compared to March through July of 2020. They were new business startups were down 31%. And now we're collecting data on how many businesses are shutting down.
Yeah.
We're in deep hurt here in this entire country if those numbers are transferred to other states, because we need small businesses to survive, to get us out of this recession. And we know the economy will tell us that most net new jobs in this country come from small businesses that are less than 5 years old and have four or fewer employees.
Well, Frank Knapp Jr., thank you for all the great work. Thank you for coming on the show. We got to keep this up front and center, keep the pressure on our elected officials. Make sure you send out an email, make a phone call, get involved, and let's put the heat on these elected officials. He's the co-chair of Small Business for America's Future and president and CEO of South Carolina's.